Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I mentioned that 7307 Haskell, my condo, Unit 20, has been violated. I had time to get the LAPD involved. These individuals said they looked in my bathroom, my bedroom, and I believe they may have. I need more proof. But I were talking about me using a shower, see me in the bathroom. I am trying to sell my home because I've been stalked by the most dangerous predators for the last 18, 19 years because they think my condo is a lot of money. They are outside now. They were gossiping, and so is the neighbors in the building at 7307 Haskell. They made a peep in 20 and installed something on my condo. And I'm going to contact LAPD until I sell my home so I can live in a condo where I can have some privacy. I don't think the people in the neighbors in 7307 Haskell and the criminals who were on both Street 14420 Bow Street in that area near Sherman Way. I apologize, Bow Street near Van Nuys, which is a mile away, have came over to my condo with some obsession, which I believe is part of the reason why all this is going on. I tried to get a restraining order on that monster who came over here, as well as the neighbors who didn't understand our boundaries. Now, when I say all this, I need more proof. I was forced to do this because I had a 7307 Haskell. It's a place where they have dangerous, they have racism, and they allegedly criminals from Bow Street near Van Nuys were over here. A black African-American dangerous person. They even have this woman or black people coming from over there who I do not know who could go stalk me because they think my condo is a lot of money. I do need a restraining order. They said they're going to follow me anyway, which I'm never going to be interested in the home. I am trying to find another place as we speak so I don't have to feel that when I live in a condo that someone is looking inside or violating my constitutional rights. I mean, this is really the worst experience of my life. This is an atrocity. Because these complaints have been, I made these complaints several years ago. And I do believe that it is, but I need more proof. In the meantime, I was told that to sell my home, and I believe that is the right thing. I'm just waiting for the right time to sell my home. So I don't have no pervert looking at me in the bathroom. It started with all the stalking, 2002, when that next-door deranged predator who was looking at me as a target started thinking that my home was a lot of money to come over here. It also was because it's a deranged, conservative, bullshit criminal who's racist, targeting me because of my skin color, who lives at Cape Colony. It is a building where there is hardly any privacy, in my opinion, but I have to sell it. I mean, the Latin and the black and the white criminals from Bow Street were involved. Now, let me start off with one hand how this is all begin. Again, those criminals came over here, okay? And they were one of them was obsessed, who I have no attraction to. It grossed me out what they represent. I would never be attracted to a deranged, mentally ill criminal or someone who sits on their ass and target me for years. I'm doing the best I can to find another place to live, you know, because I don't want to live in a place where I don't feel safe or I have any privacy. When people discuss me showering or discuss how my bedroom is, I think the other reason is because I was so angry that inside my condo, I was supposed to have the right, it's a California law, it's against the law, to not only peep in someone's home, but listen to their conversations inside their home too. And I have this deranged woman, since she's a caseworker, she can look inside and she made up stories about me making death threats or something. I don't have no plan or motive. I never said anything to her. Okay? And they also made up plans that they have my signature documents to use not only to for them to peep inside my home, but also to use my songs, et cetera, that is illegal. I did not give anyone permission to trespass or look at my home, but they done it anyway, possibly. But I do believe, without the evidence, that they have trespassed and looked in Unit 20 and other condos by neighbors in the building, and the criminals who are coming over here. They're outside right now. It is about 4 in the morning. They could do this every night. I mean, the problem, the underlying motive for these criminals, especially the ones on Vos near Van Nuys, and I think they moved over to Haskell, is they were jealous of me and my music, trying to take advantage of it. They may have committed fraud, using my material, getting cars, and so on. But I am trying to sell. I know that when I move into a condominium, which, or someplace 5 miles, or move to another state, which are the only options, I won't have no peeping Tom looking in my home. That's how I feel. Even though the evidence is not great, but it has to do with people in the building who I think trespassed. I am contacting the LAPD to investigate. They should investigate this building thoroughly for at least 2 years straight. Also should be involved because they could be, because they violated the penal code, possibly. And it's important for me to do this. I don't want no deranged, diabolical monster who I don't even like or know come over here from that from 20 years ago and continuously for 20 years stalking me for a little condo or trying to undermine my potential. And I don't want no neighbor next door who don't know how to mind their business and don't know how to respect my boundaries do this. I hope the LAPD hear this, but they should investigate this building. This building this is a dangerous area, and this building may have a criminal and pervert living in it. But for me, I'm going to try to see if I can sell the home where I can feel more comfortable, but I don't have, where there's no possibility of me being looked at or targeted by a psychotic criminal or a nosy, dangerous neighbor at 7307 Haskell near Sherman Way. But these are alleged situations, okay? But I believe it is more because due to the gossip and the graphic descriptors and these hoodlums describing what I'm doing in my bedroom, I believe it is true. This audio is going to stay on the computer forever because I don't care about if I get sued for this or so on. I am tired of the allegations. I am telling the truth. I have talked about this several times. And I just cannot believe that in 2021, where there's laws, penal codes, and laws against people trespassing and stalking and so on, that these deranged individuals who are on Vos near Sherman Way and Cape Colony residents don't have the capacity to follow the law, in my opinion. Even though the allegations of trespassing voyeurism has not been proven, I strongly believe they are. There is some device or something on this home on the roof. But even if it isn't, I don't feel that this is a place for me to have any privacy. So this, I mean, I may have, it's just really the way it is. I mean, it's just jealous of me, and it's also because they were angry. I didn't want to. I mean, these crazy criminals from San Fernando Mental Center. I mean, these people got mental problems, and they are ex-cons and criminals who are coming over here as well as living in the building. It is wrong what they're doing. They're deranged and dangerous. If they got hate crime, hate motives, this is not right. It's not right for me or anyone to deal with this. So I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Night.